Gemara on okay, Lamed Aleph from base. Omar Mar. Loy Motza Esrig, if a person did not bring an Esrig, didn't find an Esrig. Loy Yavi, he should not bring Loy Rimai, not a pomegranate, for Loy Parish, and not a quince. Loy Dover Acher, and not anything else. To replace and be in place of the Esrei. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, it's obvious. Sorry?
Did you switch the order?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. That's a good point. Good eye. I don't know. No chance. So, Frank Gemara Pshita, it's obvious that you shouldn't bring something else. Answers the Gemara, Mahu de Tema, I would have thought to say, Lacey, that he should bring another species. Kihechi, so that shaloi tishkach, that it should not be forgotten. Torah esrog, the concept of esrog should not be forgotten. So hahav amino ma'u detema. I would have thought to say that since I can't find an esrog, lacy, let him bring a different fruit. Kihechi shaloi tishkach teres esrog, so that the parsha and the concept of esrog should not be forgotten. Kamash malon. So the Bryce is teaching. We know that you shouldn't take it. Why? Because zimnin dinafik churva minei. Because zimnin, there will be times dinafik that it will come out churva, a destruction minei from that. Why? Daasi the mizrach, because he'll come. Are you leave? No. Le mizrach, he'll come to accustomed to it. Meaning, okay, fine. Thank you. So basically, since the Torah said, Torah didn't say take an esrog. The Torah said take a pre-eitz hadar. Oh, you want to have a beautiful fruit? Okay, you take a rimin. You want to take a pomegranate? You could take a quince. You could take an apple. Whatever you want. So we're concerned that if we allow you to take a different kind of fruit, even though it's because you didn't find an esrog, maybe a person will end up. It will come to a situation where a person is going to think that they could take any fruit they want, because that's a fulfillment of pre-eitz hadar, and therefore they shouldn't take one at all and just take everything else. Maybe. Okay. Toshma, come and hear it says in the Brice like this. Esrig hayoshon, an old esrig, puzzle it's puzzle. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yehuda Makshir, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. So what do you see? Rabbi Yehuda is clearly saying that an old esrig, which is presumably going to be dry, is kosher. So he's saying even an esrig where the pasuk says pre-eitz hadar, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Zakti Gemara to Yufta de Rava. It's an irrefutable question on Rava, who said that Rava said again on Lavad Aleph Vad Aleph. Rava said that both the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda both agree that by esrog for sure you have to have hadar. The only question is with regard to lulav, whether it will make the hekesh. And here we have a brisa where Rabbi Yehuda explicitly says that an old esrog which is dry is kosher. You see, you don't need hadar even by esrog. Zakti Gemara to Yufta, in fact, it is an irrefutable question on Rava, and Rav Yehuda holds there is no din hadar by an esrog. Frekti Gemara, v'loi boy hadar. Rav Yehuda holds you don't have to have hadar. V'ha anan tanan, but we learned in the Mishnah, hayaroik kikarsi, an esrog which is yaroik, which is green, kikarsi, like a leek. So the Mishnah says, what's the halacha of an esrog which is yarek kikarsi, is green like a leek, or meir machshir? Or meir says it's kosher, for Rabbi Yehuda poisel, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's posel. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say that an esrog which is green like a leek is posel? Lav mishum, is it not because deboi hadar, that Rabbi Yehuda required that the esrog has to be hadar? Isn't that why Rabbi Yehuda says that a green esrog is posel? Answers the Gemara, no, that's not the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that a green esrog is possible. Rather, mishum, the reason why he says it's possible, if it's green, is because deloy gomar peiro, because it did not fully develop, it's not a ripe fruit, since it hasn't developed into maturity. Now, we're not talking about the green, you know, our esrogin that you go and you find it's green and then it will turn yellow. We're talking that it's going to remain that dark green. That's why it says yarek kikarsi.
What is this Mishnah that he's citing to? What does that say?
L'kamon l'amadal and meral. L'kamon means later on.
So,
we're one mezechta, right?
Very big mezechta.
Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Yeah. We'll see the Gemara in a moment. The Gemara is an essay.
Okay.
According to the Machshon, what was Chat and Remeir versus the discussion?
What's Chat and Remeir versus the discussion?
Is it Kasha and Hadar also there? Or?
Well, we'll see that. There's other ways that I'll learn Hadar. So not necessarily. In other words, it's not. Our
and
question is not.
Based here in Yehuda, it's not
correct. 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 Okay, so the kitzur, so the Gemara originally wanted to say that the Mishnah seems to say that Yehuda says it's possible if it's green like a leek because it's not Hadar. So the Gemara, no, that's not the reason. Mishum to legor and pair because it's not fully developed. Dr. Gemara, nacha braisa, toshma, come in here. The Mishnah says, sheer esr katon, the size of the smallest esr, what's the minimum size of a kosher esr? Remeir oimer ke egois. Rav Meir says the size of an ego is the size of a walnut. Rav Yehuda Aymer Kebeya. Rav Yehuda says the size of an egg. So why does Rav Yehuda say, Zakti Gemara, that it has to be minimally the size of an egg? Lav Mishum Devoi Hadar. Is it not because he holds that the esrik has to be Hadar? Zakti Gemara, Allah, no, that's not why. Rather, Mishum Delay Gomar Peiro. Because if it didn't reach the size of an egg, then it hasn't reached its full maturity, and therefore it's going to be puzzle. That's why, but not because of Hadar. Toshma, another Mishnah. Uvegadol, and a large, what's that? Yeah, and a large, what's the maximum size of an esrig? Kedei sheyechois, it's big enough that he could hold shnayim, or it's small enough that he could hold shnayim, two esrigim, B'yodoy achas, in one hand, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So what's the smallest size, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is the size of an egg? What's the largest size that I can be able to fit two esrogim in one hand? That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi says that it could be so big that it's afilu, even if it's echad, one esrog, v'shtei yodoy with two hands. Meaning, even if it's so big that I need both hands, I can't wrap one hand around it, I have two hands to hold it there, that's how large it could be. That's the shita of Rabbi Yosi. But al kaponim, we see that Rabbi Yehuda says that it can't be too big. It has to be that I can hold two in one hand. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that? Lav my time. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Lav mishum devoy hadar. Is it not because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the esrog has to fulfill the requirements of hadar, and if it's too big, it's not hadar?
That's their understanding.
Again, the Chazal is deciding what Hadar is.
Right. I'm saying that's their
understanding. The Havamin, at least. So the Gemara Loi, no, that's not why Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be, you have to be able to fit two in one hand. Rather, Kivon de Omar Rabba, since Rabba or Rava says, Lulav b'yamin, the Lulav should be in your right hand. The Esrog b'smol, and the Esrog should be in your left hand. So since that's the way it has to be, that the lulav is in your right and the esrog is in your left. The lulav is in your right because it's three mitzvahs. So the right gets more, even though the esrog is more chashuv, it still goes in the right. And the esrog goes in your left hand, so lulav is in the esrog is small. Zimnin, there will be times, dimechal filay, that it's going to get switched out. For example, if you're passing it off to somebody else, so it goes on, it's your right hand has the lulav, but your right is their left. So you hand it over like that. So Zimnin, there are times the machalfile that will be switched. Va'osi, and he's gonna come la'afuchinhu to switch it around, to flip it. Hepich, right? To flip it around, to put the lulav into his right hand from the left hand. Va'osi le'ifsule, and it could come to a psul. Now what kind of psul are we talking about? What kind of psul can happen if it falls? The pitta falls out, but that's not what Rashi says. No, it's going to get a hole. Why does Rashi say that? Because we're concerned, not about the psul, we're concerned that a psul is going to happen, you're not going to notice. So if the pitten falls off, you're going to notice that the pitten fell off.
So it's in a situation where you Since if it's so big.
Since if we want basically that the lulav is going to take the space of one esrog, and the esrog is going to take the space of the other esrog. So you have both of them in one hand. You could fit both of them in one hand while you're switching.
It's not stamped because there's a halacha of the right and the left have to be in two different hands, and you can't do that if you could only hold it in one hand. You can hold the lulav and the esrog in one hand. That was the English. The allowance seems to be that you, according to the Remeir, the other time is that you can even hold this esrog in two hands.
Mm-hmm.
So my lav, Rebuta Pshat, that you can't use it because it's not hadar. No, because he says you have to have one in one hand or the other. Shine.
So why do I have to fit both of them in one hand?
It says esrog be a small, the little be matter.
Right, but that's what Rav said. But Rav Meir said, Rav Yehuda said, has to be shnayim v'yoder achas. And that's the largest it could be, is that I could fit two esrogim in my hand.
I thought it was just the shear.
That's the shear. Why is that the shear?
Because
so we're saying.
It's appropriate.
No. The Gemara's explaining. No, that's the Guba Devar. If I could fit two in one hand, so the lulav and the hadas and the aravas, the hishana, is going to take the place of the size, the space of the second esrog. So I visualize an esrog and a lulav. If I have the lulav in my left hand, the esrog in my right hand.
This sheet of rabbit is the time of the Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that, and therefore, there's a concern that when you're going to come to switch it, it's going to fall down. So again, yes. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to have the lulav in your right hand and the esrog in your left hand, if it's going to happen that I have the lulav in my left hand and the esrog in my right hand, so how do I switch it? I'm going to try to just switch it at the same time.
Right.
Moving into, so at some moment, both of them are going to be in one hand. Now, if I have an esrog which is not half of what there is room on one hand, then the lulav is going to take up half the space, and the esrog is going to be too big for me to be able to have control over, and there's a chance that it will fall and get a little hole, and I won't realize that it's going to be possible. So Basha Enkin, if the esrog is small enough that I can fit two esrogim in one hand, so pretend I have two esrogim, I'm holding it comfortably, swap out one esrog for the lulav, and I'm holding them very comfortably to be able to switch it and then have the lulav in the right hand and the esrog in the left. Yeah.
I just understand the kiluf and then the kifuk is that you're giving it to someone, so you switch it first in your hands to give it to them?
I got it the wrong way. Zimin de mechalfile means it got switched. You don't want to know why he's choosing different terminologies?
No, it's like, what are those two actions? Like, are you receiving it from someone?
Let's say that was the case. That's how Rashi maybe mashma, that someone's handing it to you.
And so, then you flip it in your hand.
Well, right.
Well, because if you're just picking it up, then
you could just pick it up the right way. Yeah, but you could be. He picked it up the wrong way. He didn't know. But that's presumably not. Presumably,
if
people
you
know.
Could be picking it up on your own, then you could put the esrog down and switch.
It's true. Have you ever been to shuls where they don't have tables? It's very hard because benches are sometimes not so. No, but that is the question. Why? What's the big deal? You never put it down. I mean, you just have to put it down somewhere, right? Yeah.
Rabbi Yossi did that. It's a big that max you can have in both your hands. It's a huge esrog. You'd be fumbling it all the time.
Well, he doesn't hold me after doing that.
He's not worried about the issue.
You mean because?
Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda is saying it has to be able to fit in his hands.
Right. You're saying, well, oh, you couldn't pick it up. Well, a basketball, whatever, like a big size esrog, that's.
People do it. The Teimanim have a tremendous esrog, and I'm assuming it's a challenge to be able to hold it. You know, you're just holding it together.
Nice.
Sorry?
That was nice.
They might have holes in
there. Huh?
They might have holes.
A hole, yeah, Toby. Okay, so again, let's just take the Toshma again. Toshma, uvagodol, and three lines from the narrow lines. Uvagodol, a large one, kadeshiyecha, shnayim v'yoda achas, small enough that you can hold two in one hand. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda has a shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi says, afilu achas, b'shtecha, b'shteyoda, even one held in two hands. My time, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that it has to be two in one hand? Lav mishina b'yhodas, and not because of hodas? No, rather, kivon de omer Rava, since Rava said, lulav, be'emin, the lulav should be in the right hand. the esrog v'sol on the esrog on the left hand, zimnin dovita is the machal filay. It will be switched in the wrong spot. V'asi lahafuchinu, and the person will come to switch it around. V'asi, and it will come leifsule, to come to absul, because the esrog could fall and get a little hole without you realizing it. Fine. So we're accepting now that Rabbi Yehuda Taka doesn't hold of hadar by esrog. The Ela Rabbi Yehuda, but then if that's the case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Haksiv Hadar, it's written in the Pasuk, pre-Eitz Hadar. What does he do with the word Hadar in the Pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Hahu, that word Hadar is actually not Hadar, it's not referring to the din of beauty, rather it's telling me that what kind of fruit is it? Is it? It's a fruit, Hadar, which dwells, Hadar, instead of Hadar, it's Hadar, a fruit which dwells, be'ilana, on the tree, mishana l'shana, from year to year, as the Gemara talks about later, that the esregim could stay on, this year's esregim could stay on the tree, and then they'll stay till next year when the new esregim are still growing from the tree, start growing, it will still be there, and that's what it's referring to. It's like a simen of what kind of fruit tree they were talking about in esreg. We'll see in the Gemara that it could be that there's other ones that have similar. The pepper was Tam Eitzei Per Yishava. Presumably, that's the one. I don't know. I'm not a botanist. I think it's called, right? Is that what it's called?
Something like that.
Right, but we'll see.
Yeah. So
he holds with Zakele Mandeo, maybe.
So interesting.
But, yeah.
I'm curious what other ramifications this shot of the other has on the whole shots where Yehuda is not the author.
I mean, it's only here that it says Hadar.
No, I'm just saying, well, it depends when you also say Hedar Mitzvah.
But that's something else.
It's always something else.
That's Zakele Mandeo.
That's how it is.
Yeah, that's and that will be not as clear cut as this, maybe. And that can be more subjective.
Well, yeah, or it could be the whole shots that we're talking about. It's not like Yehuda, I should never do that.
Zakti Gemara, shall Asherah v'shalir nidachas, if I have an esrog, or a lulav rather, from an Asherah tree, or a nir nidachas, the Mishnah said it's possible. Ask the Gemara, v'shal Asherah possible? A lulav of an Asherah tree is possible? V'ha Omar Rav Abba Rava said, lulav shal avay dezara, a lulav that was used to honor the avay dezara, or the service of the Avodah Zarah is to use a lulav and to wave it in front of it or throw it at it. So again, lulav shel Avodah Zarah doesn't mean you served it. It means it was used in the service of an Avodah Zarah. Lo yitol, says the Gemara, Rava said, you should not take it. L'chatchila, you should not use it for the mitzvah. The imnatal, but if you did take it, kosher, then it's kosher.
How can you define it?
Because you're yaitzeh.
No. We said before, so it's like there's no dimesh. It's like
Well, we didn't say it yet. The Gemara doesn't say it right now.
No, but we said it before.
Because we knew it. Rashi said
it.
The source is from this Gemara, really.
Okay. But according to the opinion, which says it's kosher.
It's kosher, yeah. No, it's a different case. We're going to say it's two different cases. Yeah, you're right.
Isn't there a clear... Rashi might explain it the way that I'm fine with that. Isn't there a very big difference between Shalah Sheira versus Shalashera, I thought, is the one I'm talking about, I think.
It was served.
I haven't really brushed up on my Lazara stuff, but like, I thought you served the tree.
Yes. I don't know the answer to your question. It was bothering me also because Rashi in the Mishnah says it was a tree that was served as Avodah Zarah. And Rashi over here is saying that it was used in the service.
I thought it was a clear
filibus. There's a Tysus over here.
When the Mishnah says Shalashira, I would hear it from those Shalvarazar, so those could two be different things.
Right, but the Gemara doesn't answer that. If the Gemara answered, the Mishnah is talking about one thing, and the Gemara is talking, the member of Rav is talking about something else, that would have been good.
Yeah, it could be the same dinim, but like the different objects.
Okay, that's true. That's right. In other words, it's one's called the Krevis of Avadizar, and one's called Avadizar itself. Yeah, but apparently there's no chiluk with regard to its soul or lack thereof.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So Dr. Gemara, so again, so how can you talk? The Mishnah says that Asherah is possible. So it's really Kasha on Rava. Rava said lulav shel avodah zarah, it's something which was accepted. That lulav of avodah zarah, lo yitol, a person shel chatchila not take. If a person took it for the mitzvah, kosher, it's kosher. But the evidence, kosher. Answers the Gemara, halacha over here in our Mishnah, be'asherah de Moshe askinan. We're talking about the Asherah trees which were found when Moshe Rabbeinu, when it's not really Moshe Rabbeinu because he didn't really come into Eretz Yisrael. But the pasuk when it says when they come into Eretz Yisrael, Va'asherehem, we just had it in Devarim Yud Beis, Va'asherehem Tisrafum Va'esh, you should burn the Asherah trees in fire. So since it has to be burned, Diksusei Mechsa Shiura, that the reason why in our mission we're talking about that, and the reason why it's puzzle is because it's as if the shear is ksusei mechsa shiura, the shear is cut up into tiny pieces, and you don't have the shear of dalav tvachim of the lulav halachically, and that's why it's puzzle in our mishnah as opposed to Rava's case. It's talking about regular avodah zarah where it's just called maus legavoya. It's disgusting to use avodah zarah for a mitzvah. Excuse me.
You don't have to destroy it.
Sorry. What?
You don't have to destroy it?
You don't have to. It doesn't have a chi of strife because it's shaykh pitl and all the different things that may be possible to it. This is something which, no matter what, it's chi of strife. It's chi of strife. Zakti Gemara. That's correct. That's what the Mishnah is talking about, right? Even with the Yevid. Masha'in Kin Rava is talking about regular Lulu Shabbat de Zoro. De Konami. It's meduyah, meaning the words of the Mishnah also imply that this is the case that we're talking about in the Mishnah, Diktani, because it says in the Mishnah, it's taught, Dumyo di iranidachas, that it's similar to an iranidachas. It says, Shalashayra v'shal iranidachas. Now, iranidachas, right after you were saying before, we know that there it's chayav shreif and it's ksusim echsa shiura. So since the Mishnah is putting it together in one group, so that shows that we're talking about a kind of Asherah which is going to have that same chisaron of ksusim echsa shiura, shaminan, there, that's a raya. Now that is, in fact, the case of the Mishnah.